Welcome to the Everything Unscripted Network, and we're on our UFC retrospective number 2, UFC Fight Night 81, Dillashaw and Cruz. We got a big heavy hitter tonight. I'm your host, Daniel Hummer. I'm here with my good friend, Eric.
What's up?
And my brother, Doug's here as well.
Ah.
I always do you first. I wanted to give Eric a belly.
Yeah, and plus, since he's back on the call because he accidentally hung up.
It got disconnected. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, fuck those, Doug.
They're usually pretty good to it.
Everyone doing it.
No, I think it was my phone.
Are you a good spirit?
Yeah.
How good?
Eric, how good is your
huh?
Eric,
1 out of 10. How good are you?
Yeah. 9.
Okay.
Are we disconnect? Are we breaking up over there, Eric?
I don't think so. I can hear you.
Okay, good.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Before we get into it, let's go to Doug with the plugs.
Okay. You got to make sure to listen to Boxman and Smart, Dirt Sheet Dudes, every Wednesday and Friday night, Mixler.com/Dirt Sheet Dudes. They can be found on all major podcast platforms. Usually around 10:15, 10:20 is Eastern Time, right after wrestling's over, Wednesday, Friday nights. Mixler.com/Dirt Sheet Dudes. And listen to us 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time every Friday night for the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. BlogTalkRadio.com/EverythingUnscripted. This upcoming Friday night, we're going to be doing the Cruiserweight Title Tournament for Fantasy Warfare. Of course, on June 4th, we got coming up the second part of the New Generation Roster tier list, and so on and so forth. Got some big ones coming up. Also, on Saturdays, a new show started actually this morning. Well, it started this past Saturday morning, depending on when you're listening to this, because, you know, we are pre-recorded here. But we have the Unscripted Unlimited show. Basically, it's Daniel and I talking all stuff nerd. Of course, our first episode, we talked about James Bond Jr. and Batman and the Three Jokers. Did a character spotlight on Wonder Woman. Talked about the WWF Just Toy Bendem line. So that's going to be every Saturday, probably late morning,
yes.
depending on work schedules.
Yeah, once because I'm picking up Saturdays again soon, so we might move to like 1 or 2.
Okay.
But it's 11 right now, and we'll see what happens.
Right. So, and that's going to be fun.
It was a sexy episode today.
Yeah. By the way, no audio difficulties with you and I talking. I did go back. I mean, and
you checked it out?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
So we are good.
Okay. Cool.
Also, I mean, I didn't listen to the whole thing, but I listened to enough of it to know that we were good. All right. Also, Sunday, Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern time, Daniel and Mindy will be around for the Scaredy Cats. This next episode we got coming up, which will be tomorrow. Obviously, we're recording this on a Saturday. We're not sure what the episode is yet. Mindy's actually the only one that knows. Just, you know, listen for that great podcast if you like horror movies. And that's pretty much it.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you, Doug.
No problem.
That is all the great stuff that's coming to Unscripted Everything.
Exactly.
We've got a lot of fun stuff planned. And then also at some point, too, there will be live videos of Eric and I giving each other bikini waxes.
Yes. That'll
and then at the end of summer, NFL comes back. So
that's when we're doing the bikini waxes when the NFL comes back. I'll wax myself for Josh Allen. We should make that bet. If Bills does better this than the Eagles this season, Eric, I want you to get a full nude bikini wax.
Oh, I know the Eagles are going to suck, so. I'm already Anticipating
that's his way of saying no.
All right, well, I'll do it anyway. You ever got
let's get right into it.
Oh, UFC Fight Night 81.
There was one time I got the butt wax.
You're a butt wax. Eric, you picked this one.
Yes, Eric.
Obviously, we got some heavy hitters on this card, and there's some great matches, so I know why. But tell the people why you picked this one.
I picked this match because TJ Dillashaw versus Dominick Cruz was, to me, one of the best fights I've ever seen. You got two great champions. Dominick Cruz never lost his championship when he had to relinquish into it because he had several knee injuries, three ACL injuries, surgeries, and then a groin injury. And then here comes TJ Dillashaw, comes out of nowhere, not out of nowhere, but comes out and takes the title, wins the title. And then Dominick Cruz comes back and then sets up the a bantamweight classic that we'll get into later on. But, yeah, that's the reason I picked this. One of my favorite fights. And kind of controversial at the end, but we'll get into that. At least in my opinion.
What's controversial, the Travis Brown fight or the Cruz-Dillashaw fight?
The Cruz-Dillashaw.
I didn't find that too controversial.
Not controversial, but I didn't think the right person won.
Okay. Interesting.
Well, neither did the guy that lost.
Well, no kidding. They never think that.
He knocked out. I'm pretty sure they still won.
Yeah, Ben Askren probably thinks he still beat Masvidal after the 5-second knee. I took him down. Lucky bastard. Okay.
And I'll even do a run round by round breakdown in who I thought won each round.
Okay. The prelims are not on the UFC Fight Pass, so we can only do the main card for you guys tonight. There was like 10 other fucking prelim matches that we're not going to get into. Maybe we'll do a bonus episode one of these days if we have a big Patreon back. We'll do prelims and shit.
Yeah.
But right now we're just going to talk about the four biggins, the four big ones. So this isn't going to be the longest episode, but it's going to be a goodie. Started out here, we have a lightweight matchup, goes to decision, ends up being unanimous for Francisco Trinaldo and Ross Pearson.
Yep.
Eric, what was your thoughts on this fight?
I thought Francisco pretty much dominated this fight. I mean, he had better striking, and he just had the better striking, and Ross had some striking here and there, but Francisco really showed more striking, and he deserved to win this fight. It was the right decision, unanimous. I thought he had it.
Yeah. I mean, here's kind of how I feel about it. I thought that this was a really good fight, but I figured that Trinaldo was going to win it from like the beginning. Because he seemed like he just dominated. And Pearson, I feel like Pearson had like a better second round, but to me, some guys I feel like just hesitate more than others, and I feel like there was a lot of hesitation on Pearson's part.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
He wasn't aggressive enough either.
No, and some of these guys aren't like aggressive enough. But with Trinaldo, he was aggressive enough, and it's just like, I mean, you know, like I said before, like sometimes when these fights go like the distance, sometimes it's boring to me because there's like a lot of stalling. I like it to where like there's a lot of action and not really like a lot of rest holds or whatever, and guys just kind of just go in and start the shit out of one another.
Yeah. A lot of striking.
Yeah. And, sometimes you get that. Sometimes you don't.
Exactly. Just like wrestling, too.
I mean, and yeah, sometimes it could get boring, but like here with Ronaldo, I thought that he basically, you know, he earned it, and obviously the decision was unanimous. So, I mean, in
30-27.
30-27, 29-28, and another 30-27, which basically means like only you know, basically Pearson got his ass kicked.
Yeah, only one judge had a one round Pearson.
Well, no, if it was a unanimous decision, it's not necessarily, you know, then.
Well, no, I think Pearson did okay. I just,
yeah.
Trinaldo really hit his striking, their stand-up. It was a little even in the first and second round, but Trinaldo just kind of went away with the quick punch.
Over in the third.
And he did some ground and pound from what I remember.
Yeah, and he took, I think he had a couple of takedowns in the third.
Exactly. So he was far from a slouch. I mean, I think both of these guys fought really hard. I think Ross Pearson won season 9 of The Ultimate Fighter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's not a slouch.
And he's a hard hitter, too. So he's no slouch.
No. But Trinaldo just, he had something.
He's a better fighter.
Not have.
He had a win.
Yeah. And 30-27, 29-28, 30-27. It was a close fight, but it went down the way it went down. And
yeah,
Trinaldo won.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, moving on. And
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it, too. Should we give these a ratings, like, on entertainment value? I think we should.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah.
Why
not?
Get big, but. Because I know it's a sport, you can't really rate it. It's not like wrestling, but I want to rate them.
Okay.
So that's what we're
going to do. Fucking what?
1 out of 10. I thought this was a decent 6. It held my attention. I think both of these guys really fought their asses off.
Yeah.
I'm
going to give it 6, too.
Next up, heavyweight fight. This ended in the third round with TKO. Travis Brown, Mr. Ronda Rousey, going against Matt Mitrione. Well, one of the more underrated heavyweights. I've always enjoyed Mitrione. He's actually a former football player. He played for the Giants and the Vikings. And
he was
a good fighter. He's had some big wins against Roy Nelson, Big Country. He lost to Brendan Schaub.
Well, it's been a while since it's been a couple of years since he's won a fight.
He doesn't really fight
in Bellator now,
if
I'm not mistaken.
He does fight
in Bellator.
I
might be wrong.
No, you're right on that one.
He actually left the UFC right after this. He went to Bellator after
this. Oh, wow, okay.
Well,
he was on the Ultimate Fighter,
famous for being Ronda Rousey's husband.
That's where he made his name, on the Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah. I enjoyed Mitrione. I kind of felt like he got a raw deal with the eye thing. What were your thoughts on the poking situation, Eric?
I mean, the first one was they were both accidents, but I think the second one changed the direction of the fight because I wouldn't say he fought scared, but he fought less aggressive because he didn't want to attack him because he didn't want to. He wasn't trying to be aggressive after that second eye poke. I think it really, really affected him, and you could see at the end, obviously, how much it affected him. So that second eye poke changed the, because it was a close fight going up until that poke, in my opinion. So.
How about you, Doug? What do you think of this whole situation with Mitrione and Travis Brown? Do you think he gave Brown the edge?
Yeah, when you poke a guy in the eye and he can't see, obviously it's going to give him the edge. Now, I mean, obviously, you know, they were probably both accidental, but, you know, something like that happens. Obviously, you know, as a fighter, you're trying to win, so you're going to take, take advantage of the situation, which is what I think Mr. Rousey did. And, you know,
yeah, he did.
I mean, again, like Matt Mitrione, I kind of liked his entrance and he came out and he was singing, you know, his entrance song or whatever. I mean, that really didn't help him because he did get his ass kicked, you know, later on, you know, in the fight.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, no, with Mr. Rousey, like, I actually did enjoy this fight, but I was actually hoping that Mr. Rousey was going to get his ass kicked. Because, and then, you know, have Ronda do a run in and she gets punched in the face. Ugly bitch.
But that eye at the end was, oh my God. And that was,
that thing was so puffed, like, it's so swollen. Like,
that swelled from the punch, though, right?
Do you think that's
yeah.
Because he did get a mean punch in the third, that, yeah. And it started swelling hard after that.
Yeah. But here's the thing, like,
yeah,
with that swelling, like, that thing fills up with pus. Which, you know, if that thing exploded, like, I was
actually waiting
to blow up in the middle of the octagon, because sometimes that happens. Like, those things, like, when they puff up so much, like, they can burst on their own.
Oof. That's scary.
Yeah, it seemed like, I mean, it just sucks that he had to hit him in the exact spot, like, he poked the eye, too.
Yeah.
So it did seem a little unfair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it did, and here's the thing, like, oh, again, with stuff like that, when stuff like that swells up and all that, and there's the possibility of the thing, you know, exploding, and especially, like, if that shit gets into your eye, it'll burn the shit out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Were you guys surprised the ref didn't stop after the second poke? Or should he? You think he should have?
I mean, Mitrione basically, I mean, when Mitrione said, I can't see your unseeing double, then yeah, probably.
I thought so too. When somebody says, I see double, that's not, that's usually a bad sign.
He was obviously fighting too passionate and too after that. You know, he wanted to get a quick knockout, get the fuck out of there. But Travis knew what was going on and wasn't going to let it happen.
No, not at all. He knew what was going on. He knew he had an advantage.
I mean, he didn't mean to do. They were very cool with each other about it. Even Mitrione was like, it's not your fault. Even though he did seem to be off.
Well, yeah, after it happens a second time.
Yeah, like two eye pokes is a little much.
Yeah.
And it's crazy to see how these careers go down after this, because both of these guys kind of fell off after this. You know, Mitrione went to Bellator and lost a bunch. And this is the last fight Travis Brown ever won. And this is in 2015.
Oh, wow.
Not to mention all the fights he's probably lost at home.
Probably. You know, he took a big loss to Derek Lewis. Like, he has done nothing but lose after this.
And I think Ryan's team after lost after this, too. No, I think she lost 2018, I think.
After no, wasn't it 2015 lost. Where she lost her belt?
Was it 2015?
I forgot.
Yeah, because she lost to Holly Holm in 2015, I thought.
Okay. Oh, that's, wow, 6 years ago, wow.
Because Cain Velasquez beat that ass right after, so, Travis Brown.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Because last fight was in 2017, so.
Yeah, and neither have been back in the UFC since, I don't think. Yeah.
Triodes actually got a victory over Kimbo Slice.
God rest his soul.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yes. Rest in peace to Kimbo. At least he got to beat Ken Shamrock before he died.
Yes. By the way, the attendance for this event is 12,790. Total gate is 1,300,000.
Then TD.
What do they charge?
$1,000
in Boston.
Big fights, dude. These generate a lot of money. All right, what are we
do?
1 out of 10, guys?
I would give it a 7 just because there was a lot of action in it. And the thing is that when you have two big guys like this, if you don't get a lot of action out of it, it's kind of like stupid. I talked to her about the first fight, you know, there being like a lot of rest holds and shit.
Yes.
That I don't think you really got here. And like in a heavyweight fight, you really like it needs to be, you know, the big men just kind of just going out there and trying to beat the shit out of each other.
Yep. Exactly.
No, I agree. Would you rate this out of 10?
I'm gonna give it a 7.
7?
Yeah.
I'll give it a 7, too. All
right, Eric gives it a 7.
I like this fight. Yeah, I like this fight better than the first one. So.
I'd probably say I like it better than the first one, too. But, I don't know. I give it a 6.5. I think that's what I would give it.
That's fair.
That's the way we're going to roll. All right, guys. Moving on. Eddie Alvarez and Anthony Pettis. This was kind of brutal. I don't know if the right guy won. I mean, the right guy did win.
I mean, his face got pretty messed up.
But this is the fight that wrestling was the deciding factor.
Exactly.
I mean,
Eddie Alvarez and Philly.
Judge basically, like, there was no, like, unanimous, you know. There was no, like, unanimous, like, type thing. Like, each score was close.
Yeah.
Yeah. 29-28. Across the board.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was that close, but I can see why. I can see it. Depends on how you score it. If you score it based on wrestling, Eddie dominated.
What would they do for the next upcoming weeks? I don't want you to look at it and see the results.
Well, I was reading the judges' scores for the fight.
Oh, that's on you.
Because that's what I was talking about. And then when you clicked off it, that's why I stopped talking.
Oh, okay. Well, you knew I was doing other stuff.
Yeah.
But, so what would you rate that fight?
I would give it an 8 out of 10.
Okay.
I'd give it 7.5.
All right,
I thought it was a fun fight. I thought two former champions, so.
Yeah. And the funny thing is that, like, with the scores being as close as they were, like, you know, either guy basically could have won. Like, if there would have been, like, maybe just a couple, like, if this fight would have gone another round, like, if this would have been one of those 5-round fights, Pettis would have won the damn. As you can tell, Alvarez
got more shots in.
And plus, his face was getting all swollen and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, he looked like, at the end of the fight, he looked like he just swallowed 50 bees.
That was a good fight, though. I mean, Pettis did light him up, but the wrestling was too much. I mean, he dominated that third round, Alvarez did.
Yeah. We've got wrestling moving down.
Yeah. I mean, the third round, obviously, is basically what won it for him. Obviously, that's usually how it goes. But it was basically too close to call almost.
All right. What would you give it, Eric? Doug, you gave it an 8.
Yeah.
I gave it 7.5.
All right. Main event time, because I would give it an 8 as well. I thought this was a good fight. It got a little boring with the wrestling, but just because he was really trying to keep him attached to that cage, but it was good strategy by Alvarez.
Yeah. You want to keep a striker like that on the ground.
Exactly.
All right. Yeah, when you know a guy's going to punch you in the face, I mean, you basically want to keep him, like, you want to keep him to where, like, he's not going to be able to hit you or kick you.
Exactly.
I mean, like, if I had a guy on the ground and his foot was, like, right up, you know, towards me, I'd start breaking digits.
All right, main event time, guys. Dominic Cruz and TJ Dillashaw. Eric, what are your thoughts? Because you said you thought Dillashaw should have won. This is obviously a really good fight. What do you think?
I had Dillashaw winning the first, the fourth, and the fifth. I thought he did more in those rounds than Dominic. But the first one, those three rounds were very close. Actually, the first, second, and fifth to me were very close. I think the first round, I think Dillashaw did a little more of the striking. And then the second round, Dominic did more of the wrestling and taking down, got a few takedowns. And then in the third, Dominic dominated with the takedowns and some striking. And then the fourth, I think Dillashaw dominated with his striking. And the fifth was a toss-up. But I slightly give it to Dillashaw.
Well, here's my thing about it. Cruz basically had all these injuries and shit, right? Going in. And he had even said during the fight, and you could see his leg was given, I mean, he said it was his foot. If I were Dillashaw, I would have tried to hook in like a leg submission or something.
Bless you.
I would have hooked in like a leg submission or something, or start, you know, like going down, going after that foot.
Yeah. It's hard. It was hard to take Dominic down too. If you can take him down,
aren't you supposed to go after
him down?
I mean, it depends.
Yeah. I mean, he could have.
I mean, yeah, there's nothing wrong with
that. Dominic was so quick.
He was moving so fast. He really dictated that fight. He was shit. He had his hands down half the fight while one of the best strikers in the bantamweight division, you know, throwing bombs at him, and he's still avoiding most of the punches. Cruz really impressed me on this.
He impressed me, too, especially with the fact that you could tell the leg and the foot was bothering him.
Yeah.
He's
I do too. I was not surprised that they gave it to Cruz. I know Eric was surprised, and you knew damn well Dillashaw was surprised when he said, he goes, "I thought I won that fight." Well, you didn't, dumbass. You know how you can be sure that you win the fight? You fucking go after the guy. And you tap them out. I mean, I think sometimes these guys don't rely too much on the striking.
Well, yeah, but up until that fight, that was Dillashaw's first fight that ever went the distance.
Right, I remember seeing that.
Every other fight he's been in, he's finished the guy. So, and he obviously does well for himself after this fact, because that's when he has the wars with Cody Garbrandt and wins the title back.
Yeah, it comes full circle, too. Because Dominic beat Dillashaw beat Cody, and Cody beat Dominic.
You got lucky. Cruz is still fighting, huh?
Yeah, I think he's doing more commentary than fighting. I think he fights sometimes.
He fought 259 though, Casey Kenney. That was.
Did he win that one?
That was just a
mark. Yeah, he did win that. Yeah.
But he's still fighting.
I like to see.
I mean, he took.
Dillashaw hadn't fought in 2 years because he was suspended. So.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a break from 2016 to 2020.
What did he get suspended for?
He failed a drug test. Or got caught with PEDs or whatever. It's illegal.
Performance enhancing drugs is what PED stands for.
Yeah.
So.
Hey. Thank you. Yeah.
For anybody keeping track at home.
Well, he was a hell of an athlete here.
Yeah.
Cruz, I love Cruz. He's one of my favorite fighters, so especially bantamweights.
Yeah.
I'd like to meet Uriah Faber at some point, too.
That's a pun.
Faber? Yeah. Dominic and Faber had a rivalry.
Uriah Faber.
It's Faber.
Faber was one of my favorite fighters, too. All
right, so we got something for next Saturday, right?
Like, we got something. Yeah, we're
going
boardroom annex for Double or Nothing.
Okay. And then we'll do a UFC show in 2 weeks?
Yeah. That'll work.
Yeah. You can pick this one.
Okay.
Or Doug can, if you want.
Oh, bullshit.
You don't want to pick one, right?
I'm good. I'm good with whatever you guys pick.
Okay. You want to do 2-for-1 special? We'll do 2 main cards, and then...
Yeah.
So we'll have a little longer of an episode.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll give our ratings for this, and then I'll announce that.
Okay.
But Dominic Cruz versus Dillashaw. To me, this is a 9 out of 10 fight. I was entertained from round one. All 25 minutes of this fight. You, me, and Sharon were on the edge of our seat. Sharon was into this fight.
Yeah, I was on the. Well, first of all, I was on the edge of my seat because I was like really tired, and I'm trying to keep myself awake. But yeah, I mean, I had no idea. Like, to me, I actually thought, like, I thought for sure Dillashaw was gonna win. So like, even I was kind of surprised that Cruz won, but I was also happy with the decision.
Yeah.
Just rewatching it was intense.
So I'm gonna give it a 9 out of 10 myself.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give it a 9. I'm going to give it 10 out of 10 because I loved it. So that's for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I thought that. So what is your guys' fight of the night? Because I got to go this one.
Definitely.
This one too. I mean, the other fights were good. I mean, the first one was kind of, you know, it was okay. The fight with Mr. Rousey and Matt Mitrione, I mean, that was good. It was a good kind of like heavyweight fight. And, you know, again, there's kind of a little controversy there.
Yeah.
The Alvarez fight was really good. But, no, I'll say that the fight of the night was this one here.
Yeah, definitely. And the judges' scorecards were weird because 2 different judges had it 4-1 Cruz and 4-1 Dominic, and then one judge had it really close. So it was a real interesting scorecard by the 3 judges. I found that interesting. One judge had it really close, 48-47. And then the other 2 had it 49-46 for both guys. I mean, 1 each, which is, I didn't see it that way, but. I thought that was interesting.
All right. You guys want to see what we're doing for in 2 weeks?
Sure.
Yeah.
So we can watch one this week and watch one next week.
That'll work.
All right. First off, we are going to be doing UFC 92. Co-main event. One of my favorites, Quinton Rampage Jackson going against Wanderlei Silva, a legend. Pride. My boy
Jason had history there.
Yeah, there is history. They both fought in Pride. Then you got Frank Mir against Antonio Nogueira. I'm sorry, I'm bad with names. And the main event, Ultimate Fighter 1 winner, Forrest Griffin. He did win the first one, right?
Yeah.
Goes against an undefeated Rashad. And Rashad Evans is known as the guy that knocked, you know, Chuck Liddell out and stuff. So this was a big one.
Some good heavyweight there. I mean, good. It's a good card. Two championship fights. So.
And then we're gonna go older. We're gonna go UFC 48. Got Frank Mir, Tim Sylvia, Frank Trigg, Dennis Hallman. Matt Hughes is gonna be fighting, and the main event, Kimo Leopoldo against your boy Doug Ken Shamrock.
Wow, that ought to be good. As long as I see Frank Trigg take an ass kicking, I'm good.
You don't like him?
No, he was the only thing I remember about Frank Trigg is the fact that he liked to put his mouth on Kurt Angle's testicles for a short run of DNA.
What do you think of those two fights, Eric?
I think that's a great fight. Ken Shamrock, we get to see him in the UFC. And then Frank Trigg is a name that is. He wasn't great, but he was an interesting name.
The date on here, June 19th, 2004. It was actually just a couple weeks after this that Shamrock had was going to be doing TNA appearances.
Yeah.
But actually, I think, I'm not sure, but I think they actually had to limit what he was doing in the ring because he got hurt here.
Yeah.
Because I actually do remember that a little bit. Like, because he was supposed to, I think they had it said he was going to win the NWA title from Jarrett in a gauntlet match or something.
Oh, wow.
But I think he got hurt here. Or I'm not sure. We'd have to watch the fight.
Yeah.
To where, like, instead they're just like, you know what, fuck it. And plus Jarrett didn't want to lose the title anyway. Because that was around the time where he actually could make the call, fuck it, I'm keeping the belt. They actually, Jarrett instead said, you know, if he's hurt, he can't be champion, just turn him heel.
Yeah.
That way I get to keep the belt and I still look like a complete asshole. I don't know exactly what he said, but that could be left up to interpretation.
And you have DSP on the prelims.
Huh?
A young DSP. You had a young George St. Pierre on the prelim card. Which is interesting.
Yes, you do.
I wonder if the prelims is on the UFC because I'm interested to see how he was.
If we can do it, because I want to talk about Matt Sierra too.
Exactly, Matt Sierra is one of my favorites. Oh yeah, he's on the prelims too. Wow.
You pick some. Pick some good cards.
All right, guys. This was awesome.
I'm going to have to take notes so I can remember this shit.
Yeah. This is a lot of fun. By the way, compliments to you, Eric. This was a good card that you chose here. I really enjoyed this one.
Thank you.
Nice work, Gabby.
What are we all going to give this card out of 10? I give it an 8.
I'm going to go with you and say 8.
Yeah, I give it an 8.
All right, guys. Well, we will see everyone, family, next time. Scary Cats tomorrow. Unscripted Wrestling on Friday. Yep. And it's been a pleasure.
Probably have Steven and Clinton next Saturday. Maybe, hopefully, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hopefully. And, you know, hopefully we can keep the peanut gallery, you know, silent.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Put food in front of them, they'll be fine.
All right, guys. Well, this has been a pleasure, Eric.
We love you.
You're going to be in the groomsmen party at my wedding. Love you to death.
Aw, thank you.
You're okay.
Just let me know what Mindy has in line for tomorrow.
Okay, I will let you know right away after I eat.
Thank you. Yep. Enjoy your food.
Thank you. All right, guys.
Bye, Doug.
See you, Eric. I'll talk to you later.
Woo! Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me act.